Jordy, kiss it.
4-year-old Reese and her younger brother Xavier are playing with their new presents, pink and purple toy horses. Their mother Donna says she fostered and successfully adopted her little ones only recently. Both siblings were drug-affected babies and in need of a fresh start.
When she came to me, she was very teeny. She was 18 months old. She only had 4 teeth. She was wearing a size 9-month clothes. Because she had the drugs in her system, she couldn't grow.
And she would carry a cup and a cracker without fail.
Even if she wasn't hungry, she carried those with her all the time, like she was never going to get food again. And still to this day, we carry a cup everywhere we go.
Her boy Xavier is 3 and still doesn't sleep through the night.
The drugs affected his little nervous system. He's sensory, and so noises bother him, certain textures bother him. I have to make sure that all of his shirts have a tag just inside where he can reach up there and grab that tag. It's just the sensory.
Donna is in her late 40s, a single mom with grown kids of her own. In addition to Reese and Xavier, she's also foster mom to 2 teenage girls, and trying to incorporate holiday traditions into theirs can be tricky.
It's just weird for them if you try and do their family tradition, and then they're missing out if you don't do it.
Foster parents also have to be incredibly flexible. A birth parent can add or back out of a holiday visit.
I've had kids that they were supposed to visit with their family, and then family backed out and went and did other things, so they were heartbroken and they're angry.
One of Donna's foster teens suggested we call her Sophia.
Being in foster care, it's not easy because you're not with your family, but at the same time, you have something close to it, and they show you love, and they give you what you need, and they just care about you, and I really appreciate it. I like it, but I would rather be with my family.
Sophia's birth family lives in Mexico, and they are Jehovah's Witnesses, so before this year, she never celebrated Christmas or decorated a tree.
I didn't even know what to do. I'm like, what do I do when we're putting the tree up? And I was just like, this is new.
Linda Saling is clinical director at ACH, a Fort Worth nonprofit. She's worked with North Texas foster families for more than 2 decades. Saling says she preps parents a month in advance for the holidays because there are a lot of highs and lows.
And it could get as extreme as kids wanting to be home so badly that they think if they super act out, that CPS workers will send them home.
CPS, or Child Protective Services, has had to deal with all kinds of holiday scenarios, including kids hurting themselves and ending up in a hospital. Saling says foster families work hard to help kids heal from their trauma and sometimes have to deal with holiday meltdowns.
Meltdowns for the little ones could, look like all of a sudden they're having a good time and then they're on the floor screaming in the middle of the store and telling the parent, I hate you, I don't want to be here, you're not my mother.
It's a balancing act for both foster parent and child.
So like the day before Christmas, they're all holding it together and we're all holding our breath. And then it's right after Christmas that we start seeing that acting out again.
But that doesn't deter people like Donna, who's had 10 foster kids over the years. She says for her and many other foster parents, families are forever, no matter what the sacrifice is. Dwahli Sai Kowtow, KERA News.
What are you doing?